Let's see, 379 in our hymn books. Thankful for the fire. Isn't it lovely? Thank you if you made this fire, Brother Tom. We appreciate that very much. Dankeschön. And we want to be thankful today. The psalm that we're going to look at, I'm going to look at a psalm with you that's quoted in the New Testament. We've been doing that this summer. In the morning sometimes, and it starts like this: Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Make a joyful noise to him with psalms. That means let me sing to the Lord. Let me sing. Sing to the Lord. Come, let us sing unto the Lord. Now, the Lord has given us a song in our hearts to sing. He's given us lots of songs in the book or on the page, right? People that were talented to write songs have written them out of their hearts. And that's wonderful. We love to sing those songs. We find in them our heart's expression also. And it's often it resonates with us. I guess those are the songs that we like. We say, oh, I really like that one. Why? Because that one speaks to my heart. That one, I can say amen to that one. And therefore, I sing it too. And I sing my song to the Lord. I make that fellow's or that lady's song mine. But, you know, there is a song that is entirely yours. He put a song in your mouth, praise to God. You will express it perhaps somewhat differently. We're all saying the same thing. We're all grateful. But we might say it just in different ways. Psalm 40, that's another psalm that's quoted in the New Testament. It says there, I believe we already did it, so we won't do it today, or we won't do it anymore this summer, but I may refer to it. It says there that the Lord lifted me up out of miry clay, and he set my feet on a rock, and he put a new song in my mouth, praise unto our God. And I often refer to something I heard. Just the way it was stated went into my heart. I was in a meeting, and the person that was leading the meeting said, we're singing out of the book. But what we often do in our church, and this is true in my church, and this is true at Pilgrim Camp also, when we're done singing out of the book, we sing the song that is ours. And the Lord makes it blend with the others because he touches us. He inspires us. He anoints us to sing his praise. And we just focus on him. And what does it say in Psalm 100? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Bless his name. Come before his presence with singing. Come before his presence with singing. Serve the Lord. That means worship him. Serve the Lord with gladness, with a smile in our hearts and on our faces, and an overflowing joy. We come before the Lord this morning, and we're singing this wonderful song. I know we're all thankful for this song. That, and the truths that it expresses, that God's faithfulness is great, and that his mercies are new every morning. Jeremiah, those were his words. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. That's wonderful. And we give ourselves to the Lord this morning, thanking him for mercies that are new this morning. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So we have something to sing about. But oh, I got to get back to what that minister was saying. He said, we're singing out of the book, but now, at the end of this verse, let's all just sing our own song, the song that God put into our hearts and into our mouths. Let's express that to him. And we do that here at camp. I don't think I've said that during the fourth period or recently, although I did earlier in the season. We do that here. Maybe you're not used to doing that where you worship. I don't know. We come from a number of different places. And maybe you are. Just, you're given opportunity to sing your song, the song that he put into your heart. You think he put a song into your heart and into your mouth because he wanted you never to sing it? Obviously not. He gave it to you because it sounds good to him when you sing it. You just sing it out, and it sounds good. It rejoices his heart because it comes from your heart, your redeemed heart. It flows out of what he means to you and what he's done for you. So I say we ought to do that after we sing this third verse. You sing unto the Lord. Just sing. Sing his praise, however it is. You know what our theme should be? His love, his mercy, his salvation. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all you mean to us and all you've done for us. Think of it in another psalm. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Not so what? Say so. And it means say this, actually. Speak thus. Say that the Lord is good and that his mercy endures forever. Those should be themes of our praise. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. When we say good, that's good, good, good. It's not just good as we use it, but when the Bible says good, that God is good, that's ultimate good, that's highest good. Highest praise belongs to him, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. And you think that's worth your voice making a little sound? I think so. Maybe a big sound. Praise the Lord. Let's stand and sing this third verse. And let's praise the Lord. Let's sing our song. Don't worry about what the next person thinks. Let the Lord hear you. Okay? And you express yourself to him in words of thanksgiving and praise and joy. Thank you, Lord. Think of it. We're going to sing about some of his blessings here. Third verse.
Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings of mine with 10,000 besides. merciful, so gracious, O God, and we praise you with all of our hearts. We sing that new song that you have put into our hearts and into our mouths to sing and praise your name. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And so glorious, Lord. Words cannot express all that you are and all that you mean to us. And so this morning, we just lift our hearts to you and thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Within me. bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name.
Let's be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That comes from Psalm 103, right? All that is within me. Bless His holy name. I think maybe we could use a little practice with that, right? So let's. We gotta train, right? So that the people that come along in the next days, they'll fit right in. You're gonna lead the way, all right? You're gonna lead the way for them to just worship the Lord with the whole heart, all that is within me. Bless His holy name. And it's in that Psalm also, 103, that we read about loving kindness. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. And I was thanking the Lord for that this morning too. Loving kindness and tender mercies. We sang about it in that first Psalm, kind to the erring one. Are you an erring one? What does that mean anyway? What's an erring one?
Wandering away.
Who does what?
Wandering away.
Somebody who makes mistakes, right? If we or wander away, that's good. We're apt to do that. And the Lord is kind to us. Kind to the erring one. Faithful is He. How kind He's been to you and to me. I think maybe we better sing that song about loving kindness that's in these books here, okay? 67. Awake my soul to joyful lays. That means a song. That's an old word for a song. So, awake my soul and sing a joyful song unto the Lord. Your great Redeemer's praise, He justly claims a song from me. You understand that, right? He is right to claim our songs of praise. He deserves them. Let's say, start with the second verse, number 67. In this book. Second verse.
He saw me ruined by the fall, yet loved me notwithstanding all. He saved me from my lost estate, His loving kindness. Oh, how great loving kindness, loving kindness, His love. Has gathered thick and thunder.
soul.